All right, everybody, wow. This has to be one of the most brutal interactions I have ever seen play out on live television, but it's also beautiful in a way. Now, it's brutal because former actor Russell Brand went on to Piers Morgan's show after facing a slew of rape allegations and even being indicted, going to court for them, and Piers Morgan directly asks Russell Brand, "Hey, which Bible verse was it that you were reading while you were in court for these rape allegations?" And the series of events that plays out over the next 2 minutes gave me secondhand embarrassment. Russell Brand is shifting through a Bible, not knowing what he's looking at, trying to search for some sort of excuse, some sort of answer he can pull out, some sort of rabbit he can pull out of a hat, and he ends up with absolutely nothing. This is peak embarrassing. But the reason I also said it was rather beautiful is not because of like the actual subject, but because this is a perfect encapsulation, a perfect microcosm of the immoral behavior coming from people on the right. Russell Brand has been spiraling for the past few years, a lot with political opinions, like giving increasingly crazy political opinions about vaccines being dangerous and this and that, saying crazy shit. But also, these sexual assault allegations that have been coming out have been disgusting, despicable, disturbing, all of those. And in order to, you know, salvage his reputation, he's been grifting over to the right. In his mind, he thinks that if he becomes a Christian MAGA supporter or a Christian Republican or whatever, that they'll be more welcoming than the Democratic Party. And he is right. The Democratic Party does expel people immediately. Look at Al Franken. Look at Eric Swalwell. We immediately kick them out. Meanwhile, the Republican Party has a history of protecting the men in their party who abuse women. You can look at Matt Gaetz, representative from Florida, who had to resign after Mike Johnson was protecting him. You can look at Trump himself. You can look at Tony Gonzalez, the Texas representative, who had to resign after months and months and months of pressure and pressure and pressure. So the Democratic Party is not very forgiving. The Republican Party is. And Russell Brand seems to understand that as he's going through his wild spiral. Genuinely, this guy just gives me the creeps. I've seen a few movies with him when I was a kid. I feel like he hasn't been acting a lot lately, but this guy very clearly is a narcissist who enjoys power dynamics, and, you know, those rapes are very, very believable. The way that he shuffles through this book is so embarrassing. You know what it reminded me of, actually? It reminded me perfectly of this clip of Donald Trump being asked what his favorite verse of the Bible is. This is a perfect, perfect parallel. Let me show this to you. As always, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed to help boost the message and boost the fact that these MAGA Christians are just fake. They're absolutely faking it. Drop a like to boost that and subscribe.
Talking about how it's your favorite book, and you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favorite Bible verses are.
Well, I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into verses.
No,
I don't
no
want
to get into. There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible. The whole Bible is an incredible, I joke.
This is somebody who has no clue what he's talking about. He got asked if he likes the Old Testament or the New Testament, and the answer of somebody who doesn't know about either of them is going to be equal. Equal, he said. Are we serious here? I can't even believe this is a real clip. I can't believe this guy got away with this. And there's Mark Halperin on the right, who actually, I didn't know who he was until I entered the space and have been interacting. So it's interesting seeing these players now that I know who some of these people are. But continuing with the Russell Brand clip, let's jump into this. I think I've contextualized it a lot. Former actor Russell Brand, who's been spiraling over the past few years, has been grifting to the right by pretending to be a Christian, by pretending to be somebody who is moral and saved, but he's just doing that as an absolute cover. Something I also find disgusting is all of these MAGA influencers, even women, MAGA women like Megyn Kelly, have been doing this rehabilitation tour for Russell Brand. So Megyn Kelly in 2023, about 3 years ago, said that if Russell Brand did have sex with a 16-year-old, she would be done with him. Then in 2026, Russell Brand goes on Megyn Kelly's show and admits that he had sex with a 16-year-old when he was 30. And now this woman is making the allegation, she's now a woman, she was a girl at the time, she's making the allegation that Brand was forcing his penis down her throat, and he only stopped when she punched him in the stomach. I totally believe it. Look at this narcissist. And he's talking to Megyn Kelly, right-wing stooge, and she's doing, like, you know, rehabilitation for him when this is what Megyn Kelly said 3 years ago.
Before they rush to defend somebody like this, they need to pause and think about their own honor code and their daughters and their wives and their sisters. If he had sex with a 16-year-old when he was 31, I'm done. I'm not his fan. I'm perfectly comfortable condemning that full force. Before they...
She doesn't seem perfectly comfortable because, you know, he's done it and allegedly he's done it and she hasn't said anything. Let's check out this clip. There was the context.
Can I go back to asking a question about your Bible?
Yes, if you want to.
Thank you. That was that the one you took into court?
Yeah, the very one.
Okay. What was your thinking of taking it into court? And what you were seeing, looking at some passages, what were the relevant passages for you?
All right. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you. That didn't hurt, did it?
A little bit. It was this from Isaiah. You're right, Bear did say, you know, be chilled. Sometimes I lose the chill, man. It's pretty... Is this? They don't like that, do they, in the old gallery? But remember, you just said it's a hired spot. This is from Isaiah.
He tried to act like he knew something. This is from Isaiah. I don't even know if he said it right.
Remember, you just said it's a hired spot. This is from Isaiah. Excuse me. Man, I'm not in a market before. It says here,
I love the look that Pierce just gave the camera.
The verse that I was looking at that day was not this. I can't actually find the verse that I had that day, but this is good enough. This is from Isaiah 12.
All right, everybody. That, number one, that was incredibly embarrassing. Number two, in one night, this clip got 20 million views just on Twitter. 20 million views. I'm guessing this video on YouTube will hopefully pull more views. Let's continue to expose this type of absolute grifting. This is grifting. Russell Brand doesn't care about the Bible or Christianity. He doesn't care about anything politically other than salvaging his own reputation. I mean, let me read what Mr. Bible over here is being accused of. One allegation involves rape in Bournemouth in 1999. Another involves indecent assault in Westminster in 2001. Additional allegations include oral rape and sexual assault in Westminster from 2004, 2005, and on. Police investigated the claims for 18 months. In April of 2025, prosecutors charged Brand with 5 offenses, 1 count of rape, 1 count of indecent assault, 1 count of oral rape, and these are all criminal allegations that are currently still making their way through the courts, but it's still despicable, disgusting that he's trying to do this circuit. And listen, obviously, I disagree with Pierce Morgan on some stuff. I've been on the show before, but Pierce Morgan did do well in this clip. It took a lot of restraint to not jump in and not say anything and not get an own. Pierce knew that he had to quiet down and let things play out. He understood what was happening here, and it did play out. And look at this look. Look at this look Pierce gives to the camera. Pierce knows what he's doing. When Pierce wants to call someone out, he's pretty good at it, actually. But I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.